This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamics Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host of the Brunswick High Coaches Show, Cameron Miller.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamic Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. All right, coach, get into it about last week. A 65-0 win as your first game really going on the road. You know, you went to Camden, but I don't really consider that a way. It's 30 minutes down the road. Very impressive, no matter who you play. But to be a region game and to go that far away and get a win of that level, what stood out to you the most about your team's performance last week?
I mean, number one, I give all the credit to our coaches and our players for being just prepared, not only for the game, but for the travel as well. I mean, we handled the travel, handled the trip up there. It's 3.5 hours one way, and they handled it extremely businesslike, and that was really glad to, I was really glad to see that, and the way they you know, approached the game, prepared for the game, and then they went out on the field and executed. You know, every time that we've went to Augusta in the past, you know, it takes about the second quarter to wake up and say, oh, we're playing a football game, and yeah. And that wasn't the case the other night. They, from kickoff to the end of the game, from start to finish, our guys really played hard and executed in all phases of the game.
Yeah, that's – and, like, when you say that, it kind of does lead into what my next question was going to be is, like, how just – pleased were you with the way that they came out right out of the gates and really just started handling their business right out of the gates?
Oh, I was very pleased. You know, I think our guys, you know, handled the situation that they were dealt and just executed. I think that's just the key execution on all three phases of the games were executed so well. They were, you know, took coaching all week, practiced, had a great week of practice and showed on Friday night. So I'm very pleased in that aspect. But in the same thing, we gotta keep, you know, keep it in reality is that, you know, we got to prepare every single week, you know, and play to our full potential. We can't go out there and just have a bad day and then come back the next day and think everything's going to be okay. We got to work harder because, you know, can't be satisfied. And, you know, that's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah. And that it is. It's like when you talk about that, like I know with games like that, it could be easy, you know, to lose focus after you go and get that big of a win. And, you know, you're besides the first game, you know, it's got a good streak going. How have you been able to keep this team so locked in and disciplined through, you know, these big games with big wins?
I mean, we just got to take it one week at a time. And that's what I preach. Our coaches are coaching our guys about taking it one week at a time. And that's what we got to do. We've got to take it one game at a time. We can't look in the past. We can't dwell in the past, live in the past. We got to move forward. And we can't look ahead down the road. We've got to see what the task at hand that week is. And we have to execute in practice. And we've got to continue to do that. And that's just been our main focus is one game at a time, one week at a time. And whoever we're playing that week, that's the main focus. It's the most important game that week because it's the only game we play on Friday night.
Yeah, just, you know, like we talked about earlier the year, one week at a time, take it game by game and, you know, win by win. But with that being said, I did want to give a quick reminder that this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So with a win with a score margin of that wide, a lot of the younger guys that don't normally play, you know, they got to get some playing time. Were there any, you know, of the younger players or backups that normally don't get as much action that you would say really took advantage of the opportunity to get on the field?
I mean, I would say this, that, you know, even though, we had a lot of guys substitute on special teams, we had a lot of guys substitute on defense, and we were trying to roll as many guys in on offense, but in the second half, we only had two possessions of offense, one in the third quarter and one in the fourth quarter. So it was very difficult to rotate guys in at that time, but I was very pleased. And not just one guy sticks out. I mean, everybody that came in there were doing what their coach should do, executing. So I can't just single anybody out. I'll say, the backups really got in there and took advantage, full advantage of their reps, mm-hmm. and I was really proud to see that.
Yeah, I mean, it's always got to be a good thing to see, especially for those backups that don't normally get as much, because, I mean, you know, they're the future. The right. guys that are not starting now, you know, the younger guys and all, they are the future. So for them to get some real live action reps in a region game like that, it's always got to be very beneficial to their development. So you love to see that. And I mean, they got out there and they stood on their business too. 0 points throughout the entire game. I mean, you can't complain about that.
No, they, you know, even when our younger guys in there, they were executing what they were supposed to do and, you know, still withheld the shutout. And our guys, you know, offense, we had our two offensive line in. They worked just as hard as our starters. And, you know, they go up against and scout team go against the number one defense for our team every week. So those guys are battle tested. And when they got in, they took advantage of their reps. So it was really, really positive to see that. And like I said, too, we rotated a lot of guys on special teams and gave those a game time reps, which is so vital to their development.
Yeah. I mean, when you speak on like the development and all, we look at that, but you know, also there's the other guys that got you in the position to be up that much. Just what were some things, you know, from the offense and the defense that you really kind of took away from there that you're preaching that to build on to, you know, moving forward?
I mean, just play to your full potential. I mean, we've talked about this team early on and the development that they've made from, or the improvement they made from the scrimmage till now, going into game five. It's just been really good to see that those guys have really stepped up week by week and you know, got better every single week. The improvement that they've made, they've taken coaching, they've executed the game plans. They come in every single Monday and they're ready to, you know, move on from the game from Friday night, and they're focused on their opponent. Come Monday in our team meeting, and then they go out through every day in practice and execute what we're trying to get done and get better at those things so that when we go into the game on Friday night, that those guys are prepared. And, you know, they do their film study, they do their scouting reports, and our guys are really doing a good job of taking initiative upon that of themselves and preparing themselves so that they can be in the best position on a Friday night and get the opportunities that they're awarded in practice.
Yeah, and it's great to see it. I love the development, the way they're building and just getting better each game. But we're going to, here in a second, we're going to start talking about what we're getting into this week. But for now, there's more to come on this Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi. I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory. Over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Lusab Kia of Brunswick. All right, coach, let's get in to this week a little bit. So this week you'll be back at home. You know, you took that one little trip away, but now you're right back here between the bricks, and you've got Greenbrier coming to town. What do you know about this team, and, you know, what have y'all been preparing for?
Yeah, I mean, they got to make the trip down here to Glenn County Stadium. It is great to be back here at Glenn County Stadium because, I mean, that trip to Augusta was, man, it took a lot out of us, but our guys did a really good job of, you know, recovering over the week. You know, had a great week of practice. But, you know, what we expect from Greenbrier is a very physical and well-coached team. I think we got to do a good job of executing the game plan. I keep saying that. Our guys are doing a really good job of being coached and understanding what we're trying to get done in the game. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're going to see an opponent that's going to come in here and play hard. And they give it their all every single play. So we've got to be prepared to match the intensity, match the physicality, and just execute what our coaches are trying to get done in the game plan.
Yeah, I mean, and you look at that, like, after, like, such a huge win last week, you know, you talk about the game plan and, you know, the hunger. How have y'all been able to, you know, keep that motivation and, you know, the hunger after so, like, I mean, you have a lot of momentum coming into this game. It's another region game back at home. All the momentum's with Brunswick right now. How have y'all been able to stay, you know, that on that high to get ready for this next game?
I mean, one of the things we've got to stay hungry, and the other thing is we've got to be humble. We tell our guys, you know, we're a step closer, but we're not there yet. You know, I've said that several times. We're not satisfied, you know, with the job that we're doing. We got to continue to keep going, and we've got to continue to get better, because every single week we should improve from where we were at last week, get better at, you know, whether it's blocking, tackling, or on special teams. Just find one thing to pick out every single day you go out to practice and get better at that. You know, let's get lined up faster. Let's tackle better. Let's run down the field on kickoff better. Let's execute on kickoff return. All these different things that we can pick out, and we can sit there and can see we're not there yet. We're not doing everything perfect. And I know everything's not going to be perfect. If you focus on all the mistakes, you're going to keep making those mistakes. And we've got to move on from that, and we've got to continue to get better.
Yeah, and, I mean, so far throughout the year, it's worked pretty daggum well, if I'll say. I mean, every single week, one after the other, you know, you say you take it week by week. And so far, week by week, all I've seen is just steady improvement from this team. And it's it's the players, yes, also, but the coaching is, I mean, the players can only do so much themselves, and they're continuing to get better and better every week, and it just goes to show with you and your whole coaching staff how y'all are able to instill this knowledge and development into these players to keep.
Well, I mean, one of the key things that you're talking about is our coaches. One, the staff, I give them full credit, you know, because they're a bunch of great teachers. I think that them teaching and having a relationship with our kids and getting them to understand what they need to do in the game, that is the key thing to it all. You know, relationships are currency, and it can take you a long way. And then to understand what we're doing for the game, our kids are really grasping, you know, our concepts, and that's really good to see and to continue to get better every single week.
Yeah, and, you know, they are. And I love to see it, and hoping for, you know, another great one this week. But right now I did want to remind you that you're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. A little bit more on this week. What will you say the keys are? I know you touched on it a little bit, but, like, the main factors of coming out victorious this week, like, just, you know, the keys to victory.
I mean, one of the things that we're going to have to do is that we're going to have to come out fast, play fast, you know, control the tempo of the game. And then the other thing is that we got to match the physicality of this team, because they want to establish the run game. They want to play physical, and we've got to be able to match that. We got to be able to tackle well. We've got to be able to block well, and we got to be able to continue to do those things. And if we want to be successful, and our guys have done a really good job this week in practice, I'm proud of them. And then all their hard work is going to show on Friday night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it, and it's going to be a really good game. You know, one more thing, and we'll kind of move on from this week's game. But over the season, you know, I kind of touched on how I've just seen them getting better and better every week. What would you say is, like, specific, not doesn't have to be super specific, but, you know, in general, what improvements have you noticed throughout the year that you've been, you know, preaching to this team to work on and get better with, and it's been paying off? You know, the team is improving the way that y'all have been trying to work it out, that's, you know, been implementing into the game plan and to the on the field every single week.
I mean, just our guys coming in ready and focused, and, you know, really grasp what we're trying to do. But the other thing that you see is that the team is really playing together, and they're really gelling together really well. And, you know, at the right time, you know, our guys are coming together, you know, and they're going to continue to do that. And that's the relationships they have with each other, you know, and being a player led team rather than a coach led team. And that's the really good teams that you see are when players are holding people accountable and everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. Then you see a lot of growth from your program, and our guys are really doing a good job of that and staying focused every single week.
Yeah, and I see it. You know, it's clear how, you know, they're locked in and they're ready to win. But we'll be right back to touch on a few more things on this Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Optum Orthopedics is proud to serve the Brunswick community. Kevin Brooks, Michael Dunn, Wes Stroud are here to cover you from head to toe. Don't let an injury keep you on the sidelines. So go where the pros go. Optum Orthopedics, the official orthopedics team for the Savannah Bananas, Ghost Pirates, and Georgia Southern Athletics. Their fellowship-trained surgeons are the bone, muscle, and joint leaders in the Southeast. Like the pros, you deserve the best care possible. Optum Orthopedics is a physician-owned practice focused on your results. Schedule online today.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Get it, got it, good.
Get it, got it, good.
Get it, got it, good.
Huggers.
Parker's new mobile app saves you time and money. Check gas prices from your phone or pay at the pump with Mobile Pay instead of using a card. Plus, Parker's app has a quick link to exclusive discounts, job openings, and gas savings of up to 10 cents per gallon with pump perks. Download the app at parkersga.com and get a large fountain drink free.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Dynamic Landscaping, Parker's, and Optum Orthopedics. Coach, how important would you say it is to be at home, to be able to protect this home field and continue to set the tone to continue to be undefeated at home this year?
I mean, that, you know, it's not about, you know, what we've done in the past or anything. We're going to continue to sit here and do it one week at a time, and that's all we can do. And being able to play at home and have our crowd here, have our fans here, student section, cheerleaders, and you know, all the Pirate Nation out here supporting our guys, it's really mm-hmm. it really creates a great environment for our guys to play in, and they're excited every single time we get to play at home in front of a home crowd, and really represent Brunswick well. And our guys really are excited about playing, you know, Friday night, and you know, especially coming off a road game like that as we travel. It's really glad to be back in between the bricks here at Glenn County Stadium.
Yeah, be able to get, you know, back into a good day routine like y'all been going through recently, be able to really get back to the custom of how it's been throughout the majority of this season so far. I mean, y'all handle the traveling very well, but it, you know, it's nothing like being at home. You know, I touch on it probably every week, but I got to say it again. Are there any players last week that you felt had a breakout performance that we should keep an eye on? Or if someone that, you know, we've already touched on before that you know, that we should just continue to keep looking at?
I mean, Avion Addison, he had two picks, one pick six.
Yeah.
He's a defensive back for his corner. He's a senior this year. You know, I think his one interception return for a touchdown was 94 yards.
Ooh.
And I think, you know, that was a big momentum swing. Antoine Kirk led, you know, I think he's in on the first or second possession of the game, has a pick six. So, and we had a total, I think, of five turnovers in the game. Defensively, you know, get the ball back and giving our offense more opportunities. But then, you know, all our guys, you know, the unsung heroes, the offensive lines continue to do well. Defensive lines controlling the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
And those guys, you know, are continuing to play well. And that's really good to see at this point of the year.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely showing out. And, you know, like we talked about last week, the unsung heroes, they're week after week continuing to just dominate the opposite line. And I love to see it. And I'm just looking forward to seeing them continuing to develop into, I mean, just better units in general. They're great units now, but I just can't wait to see where they're going to be at the end of the season. When you talk about, you know, the momentum and how you're coming off of last week going into this week, what would you describe the energy of the team, you know, in the locker room, at practice? How's the energy feeling around the team right now?
I mean, they're playing really well. They're competing. I think that's the thing, that they're not getting satisfied. They're not just being complacent. They're competing every day that they go out to practice, whether it's against scout team, whether it's against each other. but, you know, or even in their position that they're just trying to get better at, you know, working their craft at whatever position that they play. But, you know, to see that then we're not getting complacent, not letting that creep in, that we're continuing to be hungry. That's what you want to see. And we got to continue to do that. And we got to be consistent with that. I think mm-hmm. that's the other thing that you got to do is you got to do it every single day. You come out to work, you know, you got to go to work every single day and put the work in.
Yeah. The consistency. I mean, it's a big, obviously, I mean, it's a big part of it. Staying in your routine, you know, having your good, consistent days of progress. And, you know, I love it. I've said it a million times. I see it. The consistency, consistent progress is what I've been seeing. And I'm excited. I'm excited for tomorrow. Speaking of people being excited about tomorrow, and we'll end it on this. What is your message to the Pirate faithful as they get ready to pack it out between the bricks tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, just come out and support our guys. You don't know how much it means to our guys to see, you know, when they run out of the tunnel and they come out to the sideline for kickoff, is to see the stands packed and everybody's, you know, there's not a seat left in the house and everybody's standing and cheering and cheering on the Pirates. That means a lot to our guys. It means a lot that the support that they get, and you know, that they play even harder when that happens.
Yeah, I see it. The you know, the more energy, and you know, I'll give you kind of an example from how I had my entire perspective on a football game changed real quick. So, as you know, I went to the Falcons Vikings game this past weekend.
Yeah,
I have never in my life been in a scenario where the crowd can control the game as much as it did there. They would go from 120 decibels. To like 50 in a matter of seconds. And wow. It was the craziest thing. So when people really talk about home field advantage, are we going to hit 120 decibels out here? Probably not. But it's still, you know, the more people that show up, those players want to look up and they want to see support and they want to see, you know, people enjoying them going out and seeing all the hard work that they've been going through to get to the position. They love to be able to show off to the people that come enjoy the sport for Brunswick High football.
Right. And then also, not only do we enjoy having a crowd here, but we also enjoy, you know, when somebody else's offense has the ball and there's a lot of noise, and it just creates a great environment for high school football. And we really appreciate that. And, you know, we're looking forward to Friday night here in between the bricks.
And I am too. But, Coach, that'll be it for today. Thank you, and good luck tomorrow. Thank you for joining us on this Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here. I'm Cameron Miller, signing off.